Okay, we left off yesterday just trying to put the final touches on the sugya as to what exactly the mechayev for Eved V'Ama Shezika would have been. In the end of the day, it's nothing because Chazal were misachin that they don't have to pay. The other one doesn't have to pay. But what would have been the din d'oraisa? Rav Naftali led us down the path in the last 2 days of Shiur that L'chor is based on Niske Mamono, no different fundamentally than Shor V'Chamoro. The only problem is that we had a lot of problems. We had multiple problems with this, different nuances and different Rishonim where this would be problematic. And therefore, this led Rav Naftali to a new Hagdar, and that's where we left off yesterday. Naftali suggested that really the Mechayev is not Niske Mamono. The Eved himself is Chayev, because the Eved was a Mazik, so the Eved becomes Chayev. Now, Hilchas Adon, the Eved relationship, now dictates that I have to take out the Chiyuvim of my Eved. So I own the Eved. So whatever the Eved becomes Chayevin, I, by extension, become Chayevin. That's the Mechayev. So once you've changed the format, that it's no longer based on Parshas of Niske Mamono, then we don't have to worry about Masal Shomer sugyas, we don't have to worry about Behemtecho sugyas, we don't have to worry about any of all the problems, all the issues that we spoke about in the past, all by the wayside. Because once we're talking about a direct chiyuv that's chal on the Eved, and then now transfers to the Adon, Altochas Adon the Eved, it's a whole different ballgame. That was Rav Naftali's big breathing. And he said, I'm going to prove it to you, and as we left off with the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes our sugya, so he throws in another case that doesn't appear in our Gemara. He talks about the Eved Shaganav. So an Eved Shaganav is, there's no chiyuv kefil, and the Adon doesn't have to pay kefil, for the reason of Shema, Yelech, Yachnit, etc. What do you see from this Rambam? That if not for the takana of Shema, Yachnitena Rabbo, the Rav, the Adon, would have had to pay kefil for the Gnevas HaEved. Based on what? What would the Mechayev have did for the Gnevas HaEved? So says in Naftali, that's not Niske Mamono. What would the din be if my animal steals something? I have a very, very smart animal. I own a pet monkey. The monkey is very, very smart. Okay? So my monkey goes and he steals in the dark of night, sneaks into the guy's house and steals something. So I'm chayav to pay kefil? Well, that's a joke. What kind of kefil is that? Niske Mamono was only said on paying the value of the damage. So if my monkey goes in and eats something, I'm chayav to pay. If my monkey steps on something, I'm chayav to pay. But if my monkey steals something, I'm chayav to pay, not kefil. Kefil is for a maisa geneva. Geneva has to be done by a person, not Niske Mamono. There's no parsha of geneva, Niske Mamono. So what is the Rambam saying? That lulei the fact of Shemayach Titena Rabba, of Nafta Tachonat Lachamim, the other would have had to pay. Based on what parish would the other have had to pay? This is kefil, this is not Nezikin. So says Rav Naftali, Zaman from the see from here, that the Eved would have been Chayef kefil. The Eved, he's a Ganim, so you must say Ganim Hashem Shnayim. So the Eved would have been Chayav Kefil. That Chiyav, that's Notzar Klape the Eved, now automatically transfers over to the Yadon. Not as Parshas this given moment, but as Parshas, in a sense, Mashakon Eved Kon Rabba, so to speak, the relationship of Eved to Yadon. And that would have created, on the level of the Arais, a Chiyav Kefil for the Yadon to pick up the tab that the Eved had. Kamash Belom Edir Abonan, Shem Yechdi Tedel Chacham did away with it. So Rav Naftali says it's the Farish in the Rambam. The Farish in the Rambam that this has nothing to do with this game moment. This has everything to do with the chiyuv that's notzar directly to the Eved. So notwithstanding, in Radin, this is how they learned Pshat in this Rambam. In another very, very prominent city in Europe, they did not learn Pshat in the Rambam like this. And that city was the city of?
Brisk,
of course. Okay. How many big cities in Europe were there? It was Brisk, it was Radin, it was Telz, it was Mir, Slobodka, all of it. They say, the Chofetz Chaim used to say that there are two maps. He says there's the map of the map makers making this world. So usually in a map, so you have the capital cities, the big metropolises are highlighted, and the little shtetlach, either they're not on the map altogether, or they're in such tiny print you can barely read them. So he said, in this world, so you look at a map. So one of the big cities, Paris, London, Berlin, those are the cities that everybody looks at. Well, the cities are very chashivos. Ticket to ride of Europe, the real cities that matter. He says, you're going to find Radin on the map. You're going to find Radin, you're going to find Telz, the Telshi, what are you going to find? Mir, these places. There were 200 people who lived in Mir, Akomiko Kohagin. So then the Chofetz Chaim said, but in Shemayim there's a different map. In Shemayim is the map that matters in the Olam HaSaliyah. So the Rebbeinu Shem's map in Shemayim, it's got a big bold letters, Svobotka. It's got a big bold letters, Brisk. It says, Mir tells Radin. And somewhere tucked away in the bottom, it says Paris. Why is Paris there? Because 800 years ago, Rabbeinu Chaim Paris wrote some Taizim in Paris. So that's how Paris made it to the... Because in Berlin, the Bnei Yeshua started his rabbinic career in Berlin, so they put Berlin onto the map also. But if you want to know which cities matter, these are... So can you just imagine, you know, Washington Heights, something like top of the list. That's a real tourist attraction. But other cities... Okay, everybody, let me get back to the story. So... Vilnius was one of the only places that was good for both, right? Because the Gro was there, and because it was an important city, the capital of Lithuania. Okay, good. Okay, Kaunas. Anyone know what Kaunas is?
Kaunas.
Kaunus. You know what city that is in Lithuania? Kovna. Kovna and Slobodka is the same thing. It's like Tinek and Burgerfield. Slobodka was the suburb of the same city. Just it was the river. Of river, there was a little stream of water between the two, so they called it Kovna, and Slabatka was like the outskirts of Kovna. Okay, anyway, so in Brisk, there were many great Gedolim who lived in Brisk, but two of the big names in Brisk, one was obviously Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim was the Rav of Brisk, and another great personality in Brisk was who? Simcha Zelig was the nine in Brisk, but he didn't play out in this one. Who else? Who was Rashiv in Brisk? Was Yeshiv in Brisk? Who was Rashiva? The Imre Moshe. What was his name? Ramosha. No. Ramosha Sokolovsky. Exactly what it sounds like. Ramosha, look at this. Ramosha Sokolovsky. He spells with a lot of aleph. That's how my grandfather used to spell the name also. When, you know, we got more Americanized, we threw out all the aleph and just made it, you know, South Bay Islam. There wasn't room on the page. But some of my grandfather's old svarim, so it says, Samach Aleph. So Samach Aleph, Beis, Aleph, Lamed, Aleph, a couple of Alephs in the middle. Okay, good. So both Reb Chaim and Imre Moshe looked at the same Rambam and came to a diametrically different position than they did in Rad in the days of Rebbe Tolly. Comes Reb Chaim and comes Imre Moshe and say, they have the same kasha. Said, what's the Rambam talking about? What was the Havami that they have to pay? You only pay for Niske Gufo, for Niske Mamono. You don't pay for Geneva Mamono. Zocht Reb Chaim and Imre Moshe, Zeltzel, you see from here, Gevaldiki, you say that the Chiyuv of Kefel is, or the Chiyuv of Geneva, the Dinav of Ganav, is not just a Parash of Ganav, but linked in every Ganav is also a Parash of what? Of Mazik. Every Ganav is also a Mazik. Now, what does that mean, practically speaking? So, Zokh Reb Chaim calls man that the Geneva is intact, so then the parasha of Heshes Gzela kicks in, and you have to return that object itself. But what's the guiding for why do you have to pay when the object is no longer here? There's no Heshes Gzela anymore. So what's the Mechayev to pay? So we spoke about this a little bit last year in Sukkah. Says Reb Chaim, you know what the Mechayev to pay is? Because you're a Mazik. The same way that if you burn down somebody's house, you have to pay. Or if you dig a hole and somebody falls, the animal falls and breaks a leg, you have to pay. And you have to pay Tashlumin. There's no Beheshes HaGzeil, you have to pay Tashlum Lach Mazik. Every Ganav is also a Mazik. And if you don't pay, but if you don't return the object with Beheshes HaGzeil, Lichten there is a din of Mazik as well. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, there's a din of Hezek Mamono. I am responsible for all Hezek that my Mamon did. So if Ganav would have been a separate, distinct Parsha, it's not related to the Parsha of Mazikin altogether, it's a new Parsha called Ganav, so then the Parsha of Ganav is only Mishchadesh if you have a Gavra who's a Ganav. But since the lick in Parsha's Ganav is also the din of Mazik, so the din Mazik Shabo, my shore was Mazik. My shore was Mazik either through Karen Shen Regal or through Geneva. If my shore doesn't, the case of the monkey, if my monkey steals something, that's my problem. And I'm Chayev, because the Hezek Shabo was done by my mamon, and the Hezek Shabo I'm held responsible for.
Why is Geneva then not one of the
publicans? Guess what it is? You brought me the biggest raya, because in Daf Dalet, so Ganav is listed in the extended list of 13 and 24. So I have to get to the Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yosha's list later on. Why is it not in the Mishnah? The Mishnah was only talking about very, very limited things, technical reasons. Okay, good. So Rabbi said again, two Gedolei Olam, a bottom of the same Rambam, each one coming to a diametrically different position. But in this piece of Reb Chaim, He then throws a total curveball at us, which we like to put the end of the sugya into perspective, and almost changes everything we've been thinking about for the last 2 days. We've said about 100 times in the last couple of days that midaraisa, what's the din? Midaraisa, the other is responsible, but midarabanan he's not. And we spent all the time figuring out what the din daraisa should have been, but midarabanan everything changed. Says Reb Chaim, look at the Rambam very carefully. Says the Rambam again in the 10th of the Mamakamas. The Rambam says, "Ha'evet sheganav potem in a kefil ubayel p'turin she'ein adam chayev aniski avodav afa pi she'ein mamono." So the Rambam is like building up the drama why you should have been chayev, because you have to hold mamono, so it should have met all the criteria of regular mamon shehizik. The Rambam says, "No, v'pnei she'esh ben das ve'ein yochel shomron." The Rambam says the reason why you're not chayav is because the eved is a bardas and you can't really control him. I can control my animal, but I can't really control my eved because the eved can act on his own. So the eved is thinking for himself. So therefore, it's ein yochel shomron. If you just stop and read the Rambam now, what is the Rambam almost addressing? What's the underlying chisaron in making the adam chayav?
That you would have to have real intention
here
of an animal.
But the Rambam say Einu Yochel Shomron. Okay, I'm not questioning the details because I changed the other. I don't want to talk about that. The Rambam starts out making an assumption Einu Yochel Shomron. What's he addressing with those words? What are the two magic words that make you chayef on the Zikin, on the Skimamun? Shmira so Alecha, the Ishmira. Here the Rambam is saying, well, we can't say your Ishmira because it's not in your control to be Shomer. So the Rambam has almost already told us why the Adon is Potter. And what has he not yet even said? He hasn't said anything about what? About the Shem Yachid Tener Rabbo. He hasn't even mentioned that yet. He's already solved the problem. He's already complete. He already told you enough. But those magic words by saying, Yesh Ben Das, why do I care the evidence of my Das? Well, who's checking our cues right now? Why is that relevant? V'yem Yochel Shomron, why is that relevant? What the Rambam should have said is, if the Rambam really believed that midaraisa yachayev, but only midrabbanan yapot, he should have said it. Why is he going on a digression and telling you, what is that all necessary for? And only at the very end the Rambam says, and by the way, what does the Rambam mean by, he already gave you the answer. What is he gaining by quoting Chazal's answer? What does Reb Chaim say? Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo is not a reason for a Takanas Chachamim. Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo is an observation that leads us to conclude that the Adon is really not in control. Because since the existence of Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo is a reality, the Evet could light the fire and there's nothing I could do about it because he's a Bardas and it's not Shemiras or Alai. Since that phenomenon of Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo exists, that's a Raya Brewer to what? What's that the proof to? Since the possibility of Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo, what does that prove? Therefore, it's in the Yochel Shomron. And therefore, I'm not held responsible as Ishmira. That's a whole new look at Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo. Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo, I would call it Siba Simon, but it's not really. It's a Siba for something else. It's the. I'm not sure how to call it Siba Simon, but that's what you were just saying. Yeah, it's not a Siba in the classic sense. It's not a Simon in the classic sense. Comes Reb Chaim and says to the Rambam that ultimately this din of Shemayach Nitenu Rabbo is a din deraisa. It's not a din derabanan. It's a way of describing the Ishmira not being a factor. And therefore, merely a pot and love of deraisa. So Reb Chaim has two big breakthroughs in the Rambam. Number one, he's not going down the route of Reb Naftali. He's not saying that the Rambam is supporting Reb Naftali's theory that it's going first to the Eved and then afterwards to the Adon. That's not the pshat. He's going down conventional wisdom pre-Reb Naftali. Reb Naftali thought at the beginning that it's the din of Niske Mamono. He's being mechadesh. He could have Niske Mamono even on Ganav, because Lichten every Ganav is also a shtickel din of Mazik. And then Reb Chaim's changing from everybody else and saying it's a din deraisa based on Lashon HaRambam.
Other people are not read the line of the Rambam of Alpha Pishik Mamono.
I think he just reads the Kipshuto that he's my mamon, and therefore I should be held responsible for my mamon, not my personal life. You mean it's the same word avishu, avdo.
Yeah.
Right. The avishu mamono sounds more like niske mamon, right. Yeah, maskin.
This is his
raya. Right. His raya was from the kefal part, right. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, but so good. Any last questions on the sugya before we move on? Okay, everyone got a chance to start the next sugya a little bit? Touching? Okay, good.